Joe Quayle's Watch in My Sock Drawer by Richard B. Cook. Sugar, you want Joe Quayle's watch? Aunt Carrie shouted at me from maybe 3 feet away. This was in Charlottesville, where she lived with my Uncle Dorland. Carrie always talked like you were hard of hearing, no matter the subject, no matter, in this case, he was talking about suicide. I said, sure. She went and got the watch. Fancy, heavy pocket watch. Handed it to me. Handed me her Joe Quayle story. Joe Quayle had married my grandmother's sister, Ethel, in Louisville, and moved her to New York City, where he was a Wall Street roller. Now, peeps, this was over a century ago. Joe sat on boards, one after the other. I can't figure out what he did to earn a living. Maybe nothing. Probably he got whatever money he had from his father-in-law, James Dorland, Union Civil War vet, marched and fought under Sherman. In 14 named battles, teenage Jimmy was, before he became James and a successful businessman in Nashville and Louisville. Joe Quayle drowned himself in a swimming pool out on Long Island, leaving Ethel to explain it all to their two young sons. This was in the 1920s. Under the circumstances, easy to see that Ethel had no interest in the watch. It probably went into a box where my grandmother Blanche, Ethel's sister, had to go up to New York, help Ethel deal with things after the death. Like I said, I did not ask question one. After about 20 years, I got out Joe Quayle's watch. I thought I might try once again to figure out who Ethel had married after Joe and what happened to her boys and their children, who would have had about as much interest in Joe Quayle's watch as they would have had in a vial of water from the swimming pool where Joe drowned himself when the Dorland money wore out. So I pulled out the watch. It's not Joe's. Looks like it's his father-in-law's. Old man Dorland's money went probably to buy that watch that he himself wore, that wound up with Ethel after James, her dad, died in 1915. Watch ended up in Charlottesville, where Carrie offered it to me. Or the old man's watch had somehow gotten into my sock drawer and kicked out Joe's watch. Anyway, that's what I think.